Godoy.
Here.
Councilor Henry.
Present.
Supervisor Philip.
Present.
Councilor, Councilor Wood and Councilor Jordan, I saw Councilor Wood sitting coming in the room, but.
He might be coming in, but.
He's not on as of right now.
All righty. Well, Paul and I worked late last Thursday to put this together, so everybody got a copy, right? If they're more than 6 feet apart, I'm taking this off. Thought it looked pretty good. The way it stands right now, we do not have to override the tax cap. Our tax cap would be to go override it, is $1,262,57. Right now, the budget is at, I gotta find it, $1,234,952. So we're well under it, a little less than $30,000 under it. So we don't have to at this point. If you make any changes, we may have to reconsider that, but even if we did, I don't think we're gonna be going over that. So that's a good thing. It's the first time in many years that we have not had to override the tax cap.
And the way the tax cap works is if you don't meet the tax cap, you do get a credit next year towards the amount of the tax cap that you were under for next year. So it's not like, it's a use it or lose it, where if you don't use all of that percentage, your baseline is adopted level rather than the tax cap level. You don't lose that money if you don't use it.
Good.
So there's no incentive to spend anything more than you need to.
Right, thank you. So that shows me on page one, the amount to be raised by tax cap, $1,234,952. We had thought about the little bit that's needed for B1900. We thought about taking that out of another line and just eliminating that it even needs to be put in there, like we'll already have it in there. And I forgot to ask you guys about it last week. Is anybody interested in doing that? It's only 1900.
And there is enough money in the fund balance that you could do that and still have more than adequate money left in the fund balance.
Right.
And if you did that, what you would do is you take that 1900 and you'd apply it towards DB, but in highway, town outside village, to take the place of taxes that you'd have to raise otherwise, so.
So it's gonna, right, but it's not gonna raise taxes.
It won't raise taxes, it will still be at zero for tax rate.
Right. Okay.
It would reduce DB just a little bit, just a fraction.
Is anybody interested in doing that? Anyone? Richard?
Nope.
You don't wanna do it? No? John?
I'm trying to find where it is you're talking.
It's on page one.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, the second line says general OB fund B1900. So instead of trying to find that money in the next budget, we would move it over from another line that has a lot in it that won't hurt it, just moving the money around.
Okay.
You're okay with
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
John?
Yeah.
We would take it out of DB because the only thing we can do is B and DB. We can't touch A to B or
D. Well, you got it in B, so where are you going to put it?
We'll leave it in B, but we're not going to put it to raise taxes. We're going to take it out of DB, which would lower that 336,700.
Right yeah. Now, the money being used to meet the expenditure in B is coming from your share of the county sales tax. And all that has to be in either B or DB because the village collects its own sales tax share. So you've got to apply towards either B or DB so you don't basically benefit the village taxpayers twice.
Right.
But if you don't need to appropriate that sales tax money towards B, you can then put it towards DB and reduce those taxes just a little bit. So there's plenty of fund balance right now in the B fund. You can draw that, and it's not gonna hurt that at all.
Let me find that page. I'll tell you where it is. What's that number? It's probably five from the back. Let me look. Hold on. Okay. It's six from the back. If you look from the back, come in six pages, that's going to give you the fund balance page. Find that fund balance estimates?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get it?
Nope.
It's way toward the back. It's like six pages in.
Yep.
Okay. Got it? So see where B has fund balance of 82,732? You see where that is?
Yep.
Okay. We would take it out of there, correct, Paul?
Yeah.
Right. And that way we don't have to raise that 19,000. We're just using it from this year's fund balance. It's a small amount. It's not going to hurt anything if we took that out of there. Are you guys okay with that?
Yes, I am.
John?
Yeah.
Okay, so get
it. Okay, you can do that. That's a small change. It's easily done. And it's a good change to make.
Okay. All righty. Yeah, so will, that won't change any of these figures, though, right on the front page or percentages or anything?
It will very, very modestly bring down the
village.
Outside village.
Right.
By probably fractions of a penny. It's
okay.
Really not a big change. It's just
okay.
Structurally, it's a better thing to do.
Okay. All righty.
Because now you can apply 100% of your sales tax towards reducing your tax rate.
So we'll adjust it on page 2, I think it is, and it carries it over to 1, however it does it.
We'll adjust it on the D and DB
and that changes
pages, and that changes that page 1.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so page 3, everything that we talked about last Thursday is in here. Excuse me. We're not adjusting that so that we can get it to Kelly at least 5 days before. Do you have any questions on any of them? Because we went through this. Excuse me. Page 3, that's all A. Page 4. Anything that you asked to have changed last week is in this document. I don't think we did many, but we did a few last week. Page 8 starts B. And again, we don't have much in there because we've moved most of it to A. Kelly, did we ever get the bill for the cleanup day? No.
I don't remember
either.
I don't recall us getting it. I can look.
Because we did it in August, but still, this is November. I would have expected it by now.
I don't remember getting a bill from the hospital. Well, I'm not going to call him for it.
Okay, so B is very minimal because what we can put in there is the sales tax revenue. So if we need it, if something goes wrong and we have to do something in B that we didn't anticipate, sales tax comes in, I think, quarterly, so we could put them in there if we had to. But I don't foresee anything. There's nothing we're planning intentionally. Page 11 is DA. We moved a few things around, like a 0.2 to a 0.4 or vice versa. Yeah, 0.2 to 0.4, we moved it from that because it was in the inappropriate number. It should have been a 0.4. So those subsidiary accounts are going to be 0.4, blah, blah, whatever they are, instead of 0.2. Craig knows that. So we switched those down amounts so that we won't have to have as many fund transfers. We did put in the transfer to a capital reserve fund, what we talked about last week.
You went up 10.
Yep. Page 12, page 13 is DB. This is all the road work, not snow plowing, but repair work, I should say. General repair work. I think we just don't match that. Well, some of it's down on retirement. But we just about matched it to what we had here. No, I think it's bad. 0.11, we lowered that. We left the other part-time one, 0.12. 0.4 is up from last year. 0.512.1 is down. Well, you can see in the last column, it says changes. If it's a minus, you know we decreased it. If it's not, then you know we increased it. You guys got a copy of the budget?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know what we're talking about. You know, okay. Page 14 is the rest of it. That's the bond anticipation note. Remember, we borrowed 215. No, we paid 215. We borrowed 190. And this is the second year we borrowed 145. Pay that off next year. We'll be borrowing if 100,000, if not a little bit less. We'll see how the fund balance goes and we go from there. And another, hopefully, two more years that debt will be paid off. DB revenue. And on page 15, the bottom line says revenue anticipation. We're estimating we're going to borrow $100,000 for this coming year. It might be 90 or 95, depending on where the fund balance falls. Because DB is the one that needs it more than anybody else. Is it cold in here or is it me?
No, it takes about 2 days for the battery to heat up.
Is it heat on?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Yeah, they turned it up. They turned it on the door.
Wow.
Yeah, heat all that stuff.
Yeah, that is all the things.
You got to heat all that stuff up there, too.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a long heat up in here.
Okay. Page 16, the fire department. Which, by the way, I have more information for you regarding what you had said last time that wasn't quite right, Kevin.
Yes, it is. I will stand by my
heart. And I will stand by what the law says right here, and I'll give you a copy.
It's section 184. I'm not going to argue with you now.
I'm not going to argue either, but I will give you a copy of section 519, which tells you the breakdown. And it doesn't say can or could, it says must.
We're working on it, Mary. I'm talking about you guys. We're working on it.
Okay. I'm just saying that we should have had it last week. That last year, you gave me a better one than this year. I got a copy of it with me. You want to see it? So 16 is the fire department. 17 is the water district. And right now, the only thing we had in there was the money that had to be repaid to A from the year before because we voted not to the water project. And it was, instead of $48,000, we put it at $20 with $1,000 interest. And the interest came in at $428 instead, so we've got like $500 some odd in that account. But there's nothing in there yet for this year. Depends on where the vote goes. Okay, next page. Worksheet. Paul, you're gonna have to explain BG too. You have it?
I can grab a copy. I guess I'm not having to arm wrestle anybody else for a copy.
No, not at this point.
I'm glad you're
taking them. Yeah, really. Page 18, there really isn't much to page 18. This is just kind of like the foundation of where the numbers go in other parts of the spreadsheet.
Okay.
There's the labels that appear at the top of the pages, and you've got a little bit of trend information on where your assessment has been over the last several years. So the most recent one on the left for 2021's tax base, that's from July 1st of this year. And just let you see in the extreme right hand side, it says the percentage change that was between the tax bases where some of the taxes went up and some of the assessments went down. So that's about all there is on that page.
So those percentages reflect this year's going into next year's budget?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So in town-wide, your tax base went down just a little bit. But in a town outside village, your tax base went up by 1.6%.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Townwide went down a little bit. Village went up a little bit. So overall, town outside village went down a little bit more than that.
Okay.
The village lifted things up on the average. The fire fund, the tax base went down just a little bit. And the water went up by a couple of units on the tax bill.
Yeah. Thank you. That's not EDUs.
Yes.
We're at 500 or something, not 436.
Well, then we better go and correct it.
Okay.
Because I think that's the number that you produced for them.
That might have been, well, doesn't matter. I might not have it here, but I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Page 19 is the salaries for the elected officials. And the next page, we gave someone an overall explanation to people of what we did, the differences in the lines.
Is there an H bond in this one?
H, you don't report on.
It's
a capital project. Young village, but it's not the budget. The next page again, it went from overall to general townwide A, general town outside of village B, and then highway and fire fund. And then the next page is the fund balance page. Again, this is a huge estimate because what we did is we took last year, 2019, from October 1st through December 31st, the expenditures to put in here to see what we might have left. Who knows what this year is going to be? Yeah, we've already got October taken care of, but I can't tell you if it's higher or lower because I can't close until I get the bank statements. But keeping my fingers crossed that we don't get a lot of bad weather between now and December 31st. Because that can change quite a bit. But that's an estimate through to the end of the year. That page is wrong for the fire line, Paul.
What's that?
That page.
Which page?
Oh, wait. Maybe I'm reading it wrong.
What's that page?
Fund balance page.
Yes.
Because it's got estimated first quarter 2021 expenditures. The fire line is not that.
It's under fire fund. It's right there.
It's not that dollar amount.
Okay. Well, is that the original number that was
yes.
Made before? Okay. Then let's change that. Okay. Mark it up for being okay. Change.
I am. Marking it.
Of course, those are balance estimates as of 9/30/2020. So at that point, the estimate was that because the fire company at that point had not provided you with more accurate numbers. So technically that is correct as it stands.
So leave it?
Well, it's up to you. I mean, you have a newer, more accurate estimate now, so. But as of 9:30, that was the estimate, because you had not received a request from the fire company.
This is based on what is true.
And all that does is give you an estimate, so you have an idea of what you could conceivably use to reduce taxes, which in that case, clearly you can't, you have, there's no balance in the fire fund, so. Whether that's that number or the newer, higher number doesn't make any difference, because you have no money in the fire fund that you would be possibly able to reallocate anyway, so.
Okay, thank you.
So there, technically you could change it if you wanted to, but it won't, there is no effective.
No, but if I did, I'd have to change all these other numbers, because this is based on September, the newer ones in May are going to be based on October.
Yeah.
Once I get the reconciliations.
Yeah. Well, you can just leave it as it is, because that's the estimate as of 9:30.
Okay, leave it there. Okay, and the next page is the assessor's information for everybody. I don't know what some of these codes mean. VGOS, I don't even know what that is. Village? No. Mm-hmm. These are exemptions. And page 1 and 2. The same thing with page 1 and 3, 2 and 3, and 3 and 3. So if you have questions on those, you're going to have to ask the assessor for that information.
But he's not here?
No, I'm up to call and ask him. I don't know where energy systems. I need to sell them. Huh. Any questions on any of that? Okay.
No.
John?
No.
Did you check with the other ambulance company to see if they're coming next Thursday? Did he give you an answer?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Again, it's a good thing that we don't have to override the tax cap. We will have some monies left over. Depending on what they are, we might even change some things for going into next year's budget. Well, we adapt the budget, but we might have some extra funds to put somewhere else if we need to or want to. It's going to depend on the weather we have from now to December 31st. And the equipment lasting in better shape than the repairs that we've had to do in this past year from last year. So. No questions from anybody? LJ or Kevin? Kelly?
No, I just have that one question.
Okay. I don't know that anybody out there is going to be buzzing in or anything.
Robin is the only person on, and Diane dropped out. Nobody else is in the waiting room. I think
you did. I'm still here.
Yeah.
I think in the meeting notice for the next meeting, there is time scheduled for public hearings on contracts?
Well, you kind of went over them.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if you actually had contracts submitted to you or.
Well, contract amounts.
Contract amounts, yeah.
But you already kind of did that and the ambulance up in the air, so you can't really talk about it.
Yeah.
So, but when you put something in the paper, you're anticipating that you're going to.
Yeah.
Well, if there's no questions or no problems, that we'll fix those couple things if they need to be fixed. Because again, now I'm thinking about if it's based on September 30th, maybe that's correct in there. I'll have to go back and look the other ones.
Yeah.
But we're going to change the 1900 that means. So. Okay, then I guess I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to this public hearing.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Staying, carried, thank you.
And you did have a special meeting announced on your public notice for tonight if you wanted to do any other business.
But that was for a purpose, was that?
That's what?
In adopt or amend, which is an amend.
Yeah, so, well, but, yeah, technically what you did just now was that still in the hearing, or?
No, they.
Or is that the special meeting that we just came out of?
They closed the public hearing, so now she can call a special meeting to order, and then they can vote to amend the budget.
As discussed in the hearing?
Yeah, you got to. Because you're going to amend it, but you're making a motion to amend. You don't have to have.
With the things that we discussed tonight?
The things you're doing in the hearing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have to call another meeting to order?
Yep.
Do we have to stand and say?
No.
Yeah, call the next meeting to order. I need a motion to amend the budget that we presented tonight to include the changes that we discussed.
I'll move. I'll second.
Okay. Roll call vote.
Counselor Donald?
Yes.
Counselor Harney?
Yes.
Supervisor Philip?
Yes.
Amend budget as changes that were discussed, right?
Right. Was there anything else that we had covered tonight? No, okay, well, I'll remind everybody that the public hearing for the water district number one will be December.
Second?
Second.
Second?
Second.
At 6:30 here, it's gonna be a Zoom meeting as well. Paul and I did the mail, the labels, and I counted the stuff. We need to mail out 393 packets. We're gonna do them. So at the next meeting, I'm gonna have to have a approval to use for H money to put more postage in the postage meter. We've gotta buy envelopes and we've got the papers. So that'll come up. Hopefully I'll have it done so we have for the abstract for unaudited abstract for the next meeting. Because we took out, I went through and I took out the duplicates. Did you read over the paperwork I gave you from BCNA? The letter?
No, I haven't got through the whole thing. It's in my briefcase. And I'm doing that tomorrow.
Okay, because I needed something. If you're going to suggest some changes by Monday, I'm going to give you tomorrow. That's it, John. Because Saturday, tomorrow's Friday, right?
Yep.
Saturday, I probably will take the stuff in the city and make sure that I can get the envelopes. I need to get toner and paper anyways for my office. But I'll meet with. Are they open on Saturday?
Hmm.
This printing place that you.
Turnwood? No.
They're not open on Saturday?
No.
Are they open on Friday?
They're Friday, they're open. That's why you want to call and get that stuff sent to them.
But I don't want to send it if you're going to give me some changes to the document, is what I mean. That two-page letter is going to go on my letterhead, and then we're going to just, that's what's going to be run, excuse me, for the cover letter. We're not going to do the math, and then the other one is 11 pages of the EDU, and we rearranged it so that it's alphabetical by the person's last name versus the, what was it, under the number of them?
Tax
number? Yes, that means nothing to me. You said, well, I have a tax map number, blah, blah, I have to find that. This way, if it's John Dunham, I can look up his name and find him. Or he can find it on the documentation. So you don't have to do it right now. If you want to call me, if you have something, just let me know one way or the other. And if I can, I'll take it in tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow, Saturday, but it's not.
All day.
You have it right. I gave you the paperwork last week. Okay. Check it over, see if you want it to say anything more or less. And then I'll take them in and run.
John, did you who made that motion first for the amendment of the budget?
What's
Richard?
That?
Richard?
Yeah.
Thing I got from you, CPA for payroll, da 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 da.
No, that's the stuff for you to do the auditor.
Yeah.
At the last meeting, I gave you each a page of the paperwork from BCNA. I don't have a witness.
I didn't either.
I didn't bring it.
I got it.
I don't believe I brought it. Wait, you did bring it. I want to be in here.
I didn't throw a thing away. I kept it off for tonight.
No, it's here. I have it right here. I only have the one page though, because I got to put it on letterhead. These are the pages that we did for the for the EUs. Like I said, we shortened it, look up, so that it's not on long paper. And we did it alphabet. We made the print bigger, and we made it alphabetical by the person's name, last name. And everything is on there except for the comment area. So it's not. It won't have to be run on legal paper, legal size paper. You want to make a copy of it, Jen?
Yeah, but I should have it right here. You give it to me.
I gave it to everybody. The only thing I didn't give you was the EDU things because it was on legal paper at that time. Richard, you got one or do you need one?
I better get more. I think I got it.
Kelly, can you, do you mind running up? Have two, couple copies?
I haven't got it home.
Okay.
Well, he's getting off, so I thought he needed it. Thank you.
Robert, did you have a document to go by? You probably didn't have one, did you?
No, I did not.
Well, that
which is fine.
Are you guys going to do any more business?
Not that I know of. I just want to touch on this paperwork because I wanted to make sure you guys were all okay with it.
You don't need a motion.
No. We'll do it when they approve the bill, if I get a bill then. But I've got to be able to pay for it.
Can you just hold the meeting then?
I'm sorry?
Can you just hold the meeting?
Anything else you want to bring up, Jan? Or Richard?
Yeah.
No. Then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Second?
Second.
LJ's over there drinking through the mask. I can see it. You got a straw there, don't you?
Yeah.
all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Carried. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay.